Summertime is almost here. Enroll your child in Bethel's summer program, Camp Bethel. This year, we will be celebrating our 20th year anniversary. In addition to Bible lessons preached by Camp Director and Youth Pastor Wayne Diggs, Camp Bethel offers weekly trips to exciting places.
Hershey Park.
The Shamity.
Kimmel Beach.
Funplex.
Join us for these trips and much, much more this summer at Camp Bethel. Registration has begun. Call 215-885-2585 to enroll your child today.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
So a young Christian was graduating and he was the valedictorian. And when he got up to say his speech, they told him he couldn't say anything about God. So he got up and before he started his speech, he said, well, today I'm going to ha-choo. And they said, God bless you. He said, thank you, and went and sat down. God said, they're going to reject you, but you can't reject them when they come to you. I've been watching your life. I see you have peace. What is it that makes you so peaceful? Jesus. You just heard they're going to close your job. Why are you so peaceful? Jesus. Don't you have a mortgage? No, Jesus has that mortgage. Don't you have a car payment? No, Jesus has that car payment. He is going to provide what I need. He is taking care of me. He is the doctor. He is my lawyer. He is my provision. He is my help. He is my strength. Jesus. I don't care what you say about my theology, but I once was lost. They told that young boy that Jesus had given sight to. They said, how can you see? Weren't you the one born blind? He said, yep, I was born blind. They said, how is it you can see? He said, this man, Jesus, he came over and he put mud on my eyes. And now I see. They said, this man's a sinner. He said, I don't know about that. Went on down the road, ran into another group. And they said, man, how can you see? He said, this man, Jesus, put mud on my eyes. And I came away seeing. They said, this man, he ain't got no good reputation. He bad. He said, I don't know about that. Went home, mommy and daddy, oh, baby, you can see, yep. How that happened, Jesus? Really? Yep, Pharisees came to the door. Yes, Rabbi, is your son home? Yes, Rabbi, he's in here. We hear he can see. Yes, Rabbi, how can he see? Rabbi, this is our son. He was born blind. He can see. You gotta ask him how, cause he's old enough. You ain't putting us out of church. Go talk to him. Come here, boy. Yes, Rabbi. Were you born blind? Yes, sir. Can you see? Yes, sir. How can you see? I've told everybody that a man named Jesus put mud on my eye and sent me to wash, and I came away seeing. Couldn't happen, boy. This man's a sinner. Rabbi, with all due respect, whether he's sinner or not, I don't know and I don't care, but this much I know. I used to be blind, but now I do not have to defend my miracle to you. God changed my life and I don't need to explain what he did for me. I know now I can see. Change becomes effective. It becomes so powerful. It becomes so effective that it speaks for itself. People will wonder how you are able to stand in the midst of your deepest trials. You don't have to explain anything. The Lord is on my side. If you want to give an explanation, here's what you say. Hitherto hath the Lord helped me. The Lord helped me. They may not understand it, but you're planting a seed. The Holy Spirit will deal with them in their mind. What do they mean the Lord helped them? What do they mean? Then you can say what that man said in the Bible. Come see. Come and see what great things the Lord has done for me. You got to find grace. I don't believe that God is a segregationalist. I believe God is an inclusionist. I believe that God reaches out to people from all walks of life, shapes, colors, ethnicities, whatever, and brings them in. But I also believe that when we get to heaven, that the Old Testament saints are going to pull up chairs to watch us rejoice. Because they're going to wonder, how is it that we can have such praise and we didn't have a tabernacle to sacrifice in? And we didn't have to bring a lamb to the altar. And we were once haters of God, but now we're in the family. Paul even writes to that great church at Philippi and says, the angels desire to look into, how is it that we can give God priestly praise when we were once on our way to hell? I believe that we are going to enter into the city with such praise that it's going to turn the head of the seraphim. And for one moment, they're going to have to stop to listen to our praise. Our praise is telling them how God brought us out of sin and saved our soul, delivered us when we were unworthy, sanctified us when we were not earning it, sanctified and filled us with His Spirit when we were enemies of God. Practice now. Practice praising Him now, because when you get to heaven, what a time. Watch this. In Genesis, Moses writes that the thoughts of man's heart was evil continually, always. Not continuously. That doesn't mean they did evil acts all the time. It means but their thoughts were continually evil. And so eventually evil works comes out. Bad people can sometimes do good things. They're not evil continuously, but they are continually. So man was incapable of bringing out goodness, sustained goodness. And so God says, all right, I'm going to destroy people. But it says Noah finds grace. So we need grace. But watch this now. God responds to this tragedy in Genesis 6 by calling Noah to build a boat to rescue whoever found grace. And only 8 people found grace. That's it. And land-dwelling animals. Because there were no fish on the ark. Which means that there were some creatures that escaped judgment and some went through it. There's some of you that are going to go through a trial because you're a fish. And you're capable of swimming when the waters overtake you. But then there's some less capable that He has to bring out. Lord, help me. Then in 1 Samuel, this is how God responds to evil. This is how God responds to evil. In Genesis 6, He responds to the evil by calling Noah. And Noah's job is to extract 8 people. But then in 1 Samuel chapter 16, watch this. Same evil. But notice what God says. 1 Samuel 16, 1. And the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? There are some people that God needs to judge, but He can't judge them until He brings His people out of where they are. Because their presence is keeping God from judging. You see, when you cover a person with your relationship, with your anointing, you are covering them. And when God wants to judge them, He sees you. So He can't judge them until He moves you out the way, or causes them to pull themselves away from you. Now, they may have a good season for a while because they're still reaping the benefit of their previous time of connection. But believe me, the house that they build will fall because they've pulled themselves out from under the covering. And I don't say that to boast or to brag or for you to feel good about it, because it's painful. It hurts. But there's nothing you can do about it. When that person chooses to turn on God or God's leader, God withdraws that anointing that has saved them in the past And hear this, you reap what you sow. When you challenge your father, your children are going to turn on you. It's a biblical concept. It's not my concept. And so here, he tells Samuel, stop crying for Saul. Why? I've rejected him. That is the most painful of all of my duties as a pastor and a bishop and a father. Listen to this. Stop crying over him. Fill your horn with oil and go. And I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided, listen to this, I have provided me a king among his sons. Because there are times that God responds through change with a change of leadership. And here's the difference. Saul was the people's king. David was God's king. God didn't say, I've provided the people a king. He said, I've provided me a king. Here's what he's saying. I've provided a leader that will carry out my directives.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
1316A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Jesus says that we are the light of the world and that we are the salt of the earth. But just what does that mean? The Bible tells us that we should come out from among them and be separate. That you and I have the command to demonstrate the holiness of God, the righteousness of God, and the love of God so that the world may know that the Lord exists. To that end, the Lord has encouraged us to write a book entitled The Christian and the Culture. The purpose of this book is to give you an opportunity to examine how the culture is trying to pull us into an ungodly lifestyle, but you and I are encouraged to live above the cultural trappings. You need to get this book into your library. There are chapters that talk about confronting the giants in your life, chapters that express God's love for you and how you and I are to separate ourselves, as the Apostle Paul says, by renewing our mind. And that is the basis of change. Our announcer is going to give you all the information you need to get this book into your personal library, to read it over and over and over again, and watch God begin to give you a sense of distinctiveness so the world will see that Jesus truly is the Lord of all creation.
Bishop Lambert's newly published book, The Christian and the Culture, is now available for purchase at Amazon.com and ChristianandTheCulture.com. Be sure to get your copy of this life-changing book and learn how to become a conqueror through Christ Jesus. For more information, call 215-885-2585.